this meditation, this offering for you today, comes under the energies of the Aquarius new moon. And before we drop into that space, I want to share a little bit of magic that happened this morning. I have a silver bracelet, which is the Ankh, the key of life repeated over and over in silver, which I've had since I was 11 years old, that was bought for me by my granddad and my mum when we were in Egypt, in Cairo. And last year, I thought I'd lost this bracelet. It came back from Egypt with me in 23. It came back from my visit then. And within the space of October 23 to March 24, somehow I lost this bracelet. I remembered seeing it on my altar cloth. And then lots of transition happened in my life, and I had to move all of my things from one space to another. And a moment came when I realized that I hadn't seen it for a while, and I looked for it and I couldn't find it anywhere, and I was certain that I'd lost it in the move. I thought perhaps it had fallen out into the storage container, or all of the things that go through your mind when something like this happens. And just the importance that this sacred bracelet had held for me and then come back into my life and held more energy. It came through all of the sacred temples of Egypt with me in 2023. So it went back home. And so what I had reasoned for myself was perhaps its time with me had just come to an end. Until this morning. So on this potent day, after this planetary alignment, after all of this moving in the skies, touching and dancing of all these celestial bodies in and out of Aquarius energy that we've seen, and on the new moon and the year of the snake, and just before Uranus is going direct, I take a cardigan out of my wardrobe, which I haven't worn for a very, very long time. And then I find in the pocket my sacred Ankh bracelet. And it's just filled me with joy this morning. And as I have sat in my space, sacred space, and done some work and shared beautiful conversations with a friend and sat with cacao, this sacred bracelet has been speaking and is guiding me to this meditation that I'm about to share. So as usual, I always like to give you a little bit of scenery background. So if you haven't done already, I'm going to invite you to visualize the Ankh, the key of life, a sacred symbol that represents the breath of life, breathing in the sacred essence. You see a lot of the reliefs on the walls in the temples of Egypt where the gods and goddesses, right now I particularly want to say Isis, holding the Ankh towards the mouth of the Pharaoh, who is becoming the child of the gods. So holding that vision in your mind of the Ankh, closing your eyes if you haven't done already, and allowing the Ankh to fill your inner vision. And just gently, as you're breathing, allow your body, your breath, and the Ankh to merge, their vibrations to merge and speak to you. Perhaps you can feel the symbol of the Ankh, the key of life, filling your entire body. Or perhaps you can feel the hands of our ascended masters, the gods and the goddesses, offering you that sacred breath of life with each breath that you are taking. As the comfort and the stillness washes over you as you merge with the Ankh, allow yourself to just drop deeper inwards into your heart space, into your cells. Your heart is a vehicle for your electromagnetic radiance to travel through and around your body. And with each sacred breath, with this key of life, your heart is now filling your cells with that radiance. And as you feel this, you also feel yourself opening and dropping deeper inwards. Into that space beyond time. Deep into your inner landscape. And as you settle into this space, you may become aware of some beings surrounding you. They feel you arriving, matching their resonance, and they are so pleased to share this space with you. Perhaps you share a sacred breath with them. And with each sacred breath that you take, in communion with your guides and beings that you feel surrounding you, they become closer and closer until perhaps you can feel or see one of them standing with you. And perhaps they stay just as a loving resonance around you. This is your inner landscape. So just taking a moment to see what these words and this energy unlocks within you. As you stand, breathing the sacred breath. with your loving guides. And then settling into the stillness of this beautiful connection. Your guides, in whichever form they have appeared, will now be your companions. And your first destination of this journey is to drift downwards in a spiraling motion, deep into your inner world. Perhaps this may feel like your sacral or base center for you. Perhaps it may be your earth star chakra as an entryway, or just a deep floating and knowing that you have arrived in your inner world with your companion by your side. Each breath taking you deeper into the trust of being in your inner world. And here in your inner world, you arrive on a platform . It's a solid stone, and you are standing with your companions. And as you familiarize yourself with this setting, the stones begin to multiply and lead a pathway out in front of you. And gently you take each step along the pathway, feeling your inner landscape around you. Looking around and seeing what there is for you to take in this moment. Taking gentle, slow steps as you drink in your surroundings. You feel a natural need to stop. And as you do, another presence becomes clear in your awareness. And ahead of you, in the form of gentle mist, you can see and feel someone beginning to appear. All of the mist coming together into a form ahead of you. And you realize that you are standing in the presence of Ptah. And Ptah is creator God. He is the descendant of Aquarius, Aquarian energy. He holds the deep frequency of Aquarius energy. And as a creator god, Ptah is able to assist you in taking your dreams, your desires, and through placing them in your heart, they rise up and you are able to speak them into being. Deep in your inner world, Ptah has made you a visit. I'm taking a moment to feel into your heart's desires and doing so with that, without allowing the thinking mind to single things out. Just imagine you are in an orb of your heart's desires, and they are floating all around you as you stand in front of Ptah. Because these are your heart's desires, not those of the mind, those of the heart. And now when you are ready to share your heart's desires with Ptah, bring the Ankh back into your awareness and hold it over your heart in front of Ptah. And you may feel that orb of your heart's desires being pulled gently and slowly inwards to your heart, to the Ankh. Filling your heart space, filling the Ankh. And now in the presence of Ptah, all of your heart's desires have been witnessed. Standing face to face with this mighty creator god, you both lean in towards one another and touch your heads brow to brow. Still with your hands and your Ankh across your heart, and you breathe a sacred breath with Ptah. Brow to brow. And as you do, you begin to feel motion within your heart space. a tiny unk. The key to your heart's desires is being fed by the breath of Ptah. And it is gently opening up the portal of energy, of creation, to allow your heart's desires to come up through your higher heart, through your creative portal that is your throat, and up and out of your mouth. Both knowing that this completion of your heart's desires, opening this channel, has happened, you and Ptah, release your brows from one another. Within Ptah's hand, he holds what is known as the Waz scepter. Similar to a staff, but at the bottom, instead of it touching the floor, there is a similar bottom to a tuning fork. And the top of the Waz scepter has a similar looking face to Anubis. And Ptah holds the Waz scepter towards you. And you feel guided to match his stance, and you hold out your opposite hand to Ptah. And as you do, instantly your hand is filled with your own Waz scepter, your own tuning fork. And the magic of the Waz is it is able to attune you to the energies of all of the archetypal principles of the universe. And this is a very sacred gift. And Ptah guides you to extend your hand with the Waz scepter. So you are holding it out from you, and it is in alignment with the heavens and with the earth. And Ptah now guides you to take a deep in-breath as you draw in all of your heart's desires. And with your out-breath, you extend them through the Waz scepter, out into the universe and down deep into the depths and the roots of the earth. And once again, drawing a deep breath of your heart's desires. And your out-breath, sharing your heart's desires with the heavens and the earth. You can do this one more time, breathing in your heart's desires and breathing them out of the two ends of your Waz scepter out into the universe and deep into the earth. And through the final breath, the third breath, you feel the completion within you, a deep knowing that you have been witnessed and supported by Ptah, the Creator God. And now you draw your Waz scepter into your heart space and offer Ptah love and gratitude. And he gently begins to dissolve back into the sacred mist as he arrived. And you too turn to make your exit. In the same way you entered, following that path that arrived stone by stone. Until you are back onto the stone upon which you arrived. And as you reach your stone of arrival, you feel that spiral path. And this time you're spiraling upwards out of your inner world, up through the depths of your being, until you arrive in your heart space and your body, and into what you could call the middle world, our reality. Taking a moment, once you have arrived back into your heart space, back into your body, to allow your cells to feel deeply all that you have just created for yourself. This beautiful experience within your inner landscape. And offering yourself the love and the gratitude that you gave to Ptah. And offering the love and gratitude to your guides that accompanied you as you journeyed within. And then coming back more attentively into your space, your surroundings, as you acknowledge that you have just opened a spiral path within yourself for your deepest heart's desires to begin to rise up and out into the world. Allowing you to dream your desires into being. Allowing you to see the magic that is within you. And taking one last integration breath, bringing all of your bodies back into your present space, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, inner, middle, upper worlds that reside within you, breathing them back into wholeness. And coming back to the Ankh, that sacred symbol that is your key to unlocking so much within you. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes. And I would offer you the guidance to sit and journal anything that you experienced. Words, sounds, colours, messages, visions. Sending you lots of love.